In early June, as Northern Plains farmers were beginning to apply post-emergence herbicides, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered the EPA to terminate registrations for Bayer's Xtendimax, BASF's Ingenia, and Corteva Agriscience's Fexapan herbicides immediately. Here's NDSU Extension weed specialist Joe Eichley.
But the way the announcement read, to have all of a sudden product pulled out from underneath of us the day that we're trying to apply it, was certainly why there's a lot of confusion, a lot of frustration, and trying to clarify what exactly that ruling meant.
In the weeks following, the EPA issued a final cancellation order on the three dicamba herbicides. Farmers and applicators that already had the products in hand could use them, but all existing stocks of the dicamba herbicides needed to be used by July 31st.
In the end, we were able to finish out June and make applications at least through the June 30 cutoff.
Fast forward to late October, the EPA said they would re-register the over-the-top use of Xtendimax and Ingenia dicamba herbicides and extend Tavium Plus Vapor Grip technology through 2025. The dicamba labels were updated, along with the removal of the 24C label, meaning states would need to follow federal guidelines or work with the EPA to create their own. In December, the Minnesota Agriculture Department said it would follow EPA's federal registration and label for 2021. Other states are still deciding how to respond. As the year ends, the EPA's decision is also being challenged, not only by farm groups saying the rules are too strict, but also environmental groups. Despite the legal challenges, Eichley thinks farmers will still have an interest in using dicamba herbicides in 2021.
Ninth Circuit Court decision should serve as a warning or a reminder in our heads, and maybe things aren't as stable as we thought they were as far as product registrations. You know, certainly, you know, when we're battling tough weeds, and especially those who have to deal with kochia as one of their primary concerns in soybean, the extended soybean is really going to be finding itself in those acres. So I think it's going to be pretty similar. You know, Enlist is certainly growing in popularity, but I still think we're going to be somewhere near that 50% of the acres with extend.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.